continue our study of the Lord's Prayer from our catechism. Amen. What does this mean? Amen, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. You have watched as Jesus was nailed to the cross, mocked, ridiculed by church leaders, the people, and even by a fellow criminal. You've heard Jesus cry out that agonizing question, my God, why have you forsaken me? You've heard Jesus say to his Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Then in a loud voice you heard Jesus cry, it is finished. What would you have said in response if you had been standing at the foot of the cross? You could have said, amen. Amen is the ancient Hebrew word meaning truly. Our catechism says, amen means yes, it shall be so. So while the crowds filed away, beating their breast in mourning for what they had seen today, while Joseph of Arimathea went away to ask for the body of Jesus, while Nicodemus was on his way with the spices to bury Jesus properly, while the women disciples watched from afar and the men hid in fear, you could have said, amen, to Jesus, it is finished. Yes, the law that hangs so precipitously over us has been fully kept. All the laws, all the commandments that God had first written in the hearts of men and then wrote in stone have been kept, fulfilled, completed by Jesus. The law demands perfection, and Jesus lived a perfect life. The law demands that it be kept not just in letter, but in spirit too. Jesus didn't just outwardly finish the law. Not even in his head or heart did he break it. All the gottas, the have-tos, the betters, and the shoulds that resound in your conscience a thousand different ways have been fulfilled, have been kept, have been finished. You could have said, amen, to Jesus, it is finished. Yes, the law has been fulfilled and doesn't hang over me any longer. And not only is the law finished, so are its punishments. Yes, the full debt of all sins, yours included, was completely paid for by Jesus on that cross. The Father willed for Jesus to drain the cup of his wrath against sin, and he finished it. Sins call not just for punishment here in time, but in eternity. Jesus bore both. In time, he suffered rejection, persecution, ridicule. In eternity, he suffered hell itself. God, says Paul, made Jesus to be sin itself. Sin suffers terribly in the presence of God. So God dealt with Jesus according to all the hatred and all the wrath he has against your sins. And Jesus cried, it's finished. You could have witnessed Jesus suffer all the judgment and punishment you so richly deserve, and you could have said, amen. But you don't. You say, I know. I know Jesus fulfilled the law in my place. I know Jesus took the law from above my head. I know all my sins are paid for. I know Jesus suffered, sighed, bled, and died for each and every one of them. I know Jesus went to the cross having kept all God's laws. I know that Jesus died as the guilty sinner I am. I hear that response all the time as a pastor. I say to someone either God's law, but usually it's his gospel. And the person says in response, I know. God has taken all your sins away and you shall not die. I know that, Pastor. You are in the palms of the nail-scarred hands of God, I say. I know, Pastor, you respond. I say, God will never leave you or forsake you. And you say, I know. I know is not a word of faith. I know receives nothing from God or his promises. I know merely expresses knowledge of certain facts, or at best, assent to those facts. But saving faith is not present. when someone merely knows or even knows and agrees to something. The devil knows about the events of this Friday Christians call good. I would venture to say most of America knows and even agrees that Jesus died on Good Friday as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. But hardly any believe that. This is what people mistakenly think. They think, as long as I remember the facts of the faith, I still have the faith. Wrong, wrong, wrong. No one raised around the church is ever going to forget that Jesus was born on Christmas, died on Good Friday for sins, and was raised on Easter to proclaim forgiveness. Because you know something does not automatically mean you believe it or trust it. You come to Good Friday service expecting to be beat up for what you consider your sins. But your main sin is that you don't believe. You know. At the cross, you can see how ugly, ugly, ugly the sin of knowing rather than believing is. Picture this. Jesus has just finished living the perfect life in your place. He has just finished dying your death. Then Jesus shouts in triumph, "It is finished." And you say, "I know." Unbelief can say, "I know." The demons can say, "I know." True faith says, "Amen." Here's our real sin. We do pass the cross unheeding. We do take it for granted because we already know it all. Though we should stand at the cross saying, "Amen, yes, it shall be so," to Jesus, "It is finished," we don't. We say, "I know." Why? Because we haven't fully entered into the crisis of this moment. The law really isn't all that heavy to us, and the gospel really isn't all that sweet to us. We're doing just fine doing our best under God's law. God's name isn't always hallowed by us, but we do our best. God's will isn't always done by us, but hey, we do it more than those other people over there do. And God's kingdom does not come among us, but it's brighter and brighter among us than most. Same goes for the "our" petitions of the Lord's Prayer. Doing our best here, that's good enough for us too. We don't need to ask for daily bread. We don't need to ask for daily forgiveness or for daily deliverance from temptation and the evil one. We're doing so good that asking once a week, if that, in church, well, that's enough for us. Our everyday does not end with "Amen" simply because we don't pray every day. We pray in the moment of crisis. We pray in the moment of a particular need, but most days go by without us needing to pray. And even when we remember the Lord's Prayer, how many times do we fall asleep in the midst of it or finish it without even thinking? You see, we know the words, but we don't really believe them. Thankfully, the Lord knows them, the Lord believes them, and the Lord does those words. God hallows his name, so it is holy among us. His name is more than an exclamation we utter, "Oh my God," or a superstition we use, well, just in case. God sends us his kingdom in word and sacrament. It comes here, in this font, from this pulpit, on this altar, so we can be in the kingdom of God. God does his good and gracious will rather than our bad and harsh will. God does give us daily bread, forgiveness, and deliverance from temptations and the evil one. So we can have them at any time, in every place. But if he does these words, why does he command us to ask them? So we might know for certain he does them. Not even sinful parents tell their kids to ask for things that they're not going to give them. Every Lord's Prayer ends with "Amen, yes, it shall be so," because we're only asking for what he has told us that he is going to give us. As it is with prayer, so is it with salvation. At the cross, there is something not just to know, but to believe. Amen doesn't come from our lips because we don't see our salvation as hanging in the balance at the cross. If Jesus had called time before he took that drink of vinegar, then Scripture would not have been fulfilled. Scripture would have been broken, and it would be up to you to fulfill it. You would have to wake up each and every day saying, I gotta, I have to, I must do this, this, and this. I gotta be the perfect parent. I gotta be the perfect child, church member, and employee too. If I'm not, well then there's no way I can go to heaven. But Jesus declares from the cross, it is finished. I was the perfect parent. I was the perfect child. I was the perfect church member. I was the perfect employee in your place. And now doesn't faith fairly burst forth from your heart saying, Amen, it shall be so. There was a real crisis going on at the cross. What if in the depths of those three dread hours, Jesus had said, enough? What if when all the powers of hell and all the wrath of Almighty God raged against the innocent Jesus, he had said, enough? That's it. I can take no more of this torment. I can't stand one more second of this eternal wrath. I can no longer bear the sins of the world for them. If Jesus had said enough, then you would have to bear the rest yourself. And you know what that would mean? That would mean the sickness that you have would be in partial payment for your sins. That affliction you bear would be God getting his pound of flesh for your many sins of the flesh. That anguish you sometimes feel pressing down on you would be there to make you suffer in partial payment for your sins. But that's not how it is. On the cross, Jesus shouted, it is finished. The sickness, the afflictions, the anguishes that your sins cost, I paid for in your place. So, what's going on in your life, no matter how painful, no matter how deadly, no matter how bitter, cannot be to pay for your sins. And in response, faith leaps from the heart to the lips and says, not, I know, but Amen. Yes, it shall be so. Now can you see why every one of your days can end with Amen? A day of sorrow can. A day of sickness can. A day of persecution and affliction can. A day of death can end with Amen. Why? Because of what Jesus did on this day, every single day you ever live, even on the day you die, your Heavenly Father will have seen to it that his name was hallowed, his kingdom came, and his will was done. Every single day, be it fraught with pain, turmoil, doubt, or fear, God will do for you what he did not do for his only beloved Son today. He will give you your daily bread. He will forgive you your sins. He will lead you not into temptation, but deliver you from evil. My dear friends, what is important is not only that you know this, but that you believe it. So let your Amen echo those in the book of Revelation around the throne of God. Amen, say the four living creatures. Amen, say all the angels. Amen, says the church in heaven. And the church on earth, gathered around the Lord's altar on earth, says to the Lord's promise to come in bread and wine with his body and blood, with the body and blood he finished all things with. The church says to this promise, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. We can